of jazz. Ooh. Give me a sweet taste of time. Ride cymbals glide on the afterbeat. Deep redwood bass thumping notes out the door. Jazz lifts my soul with a sigh. Touch my loneliness, sweeping my blues up and knocking them down. I want the feeling of jazz, jazz. Jazz, 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 jazz. My loneliness. in my blues up and knocking 'em down. I love the feeling of jazz, 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 jazz.
That was Corcovado by the Oscar Peterson Trio with Ray Brown on bass.
Yes, Ray Brown at the bass. Margot Boucheny is our special guest DJ. School of Jazz guest DJ night is here once again at KPLU. Boy, that was a fantastic piece right there. And we started the set, I think, appropriately with Diane Reeves singing The Feeling of Jazz yes. with trumpeter Wynton Marsalis' yes. band from the record The Magic Hour. Margot, great to have you here. A sophomore who plays guitar, piano, a little bit of drums. She sings and, most importantly, has been playing the upright bass for a number of years. Tell us about your first entry into music, some of the first instruments you were playing when you were just a young kid.
Well, first, thank you so much for having me as well. And I started playing violin when I was in preschool for a year, I think. And then I got to Puget Sound Community School and was surrounded by just a bunch of different stuff.
I understand the first bass you were playing was an electric bass. What got yes. you to the upright bass?
Well, I fell in love with it right when I was falling in love with jazz, so it makes perfect sense. But the school that I go to, our teacher, music teacher, Leanna Green, got an upright bass for the school. And then we started playing some jazz tunes, or that's when I started getting into jazz. There was a jazz band previously. Playing that bass was really fun, is really fun.
Something about that sound of a real big wooden instrument.
Yeah, I just love the acousticness of it. It's just so real, you know?
And we're going to hear three of those next. I'm so excited to play this next tune that Margot brought in.
Yeah, Super Bass is one of my favorites. It's Ray Brown, John Clayton, and Christian McBride. I don't know, sometimes with the bass, if you have three basses, it can sound kind of muddy, but they make it sound so clear and they harmonize so well. Everything's in like perfect pitch, unless they don't want it to be, you know, however it pleases them. But it's so deep and it sounds so amazing.
Well, let's hear just how amazing it sounds. Here they are, Ray Brown, John Clayton, Christian McBride, Super Bass with Blue Monk on KPLU. Thank you.
88.5 KPLU.
And where do you get your kicks from? Sitting around in cafes listening to gramophone records? Driving in underground cellars and caves?
You are a real square, aren't you?
That was Giant Steps by John Coltrane, Bossa Nova USA by Dave Brubeck, Blue Monk by Super Bass, live at Scholars on 88.5 KPLU.
Margot Bouchigny is here, our special School of Jazz guest DJ on KPLU's Evening Jazz tonight. Wonderful to have you here again, Margot.
Thank you so much.
That was a fun set, especially that Super Bass, Ray Brown,
yes.
John Clayton, and Christian McBride. Margot, tell me about growing up around your house, what kind of music your parents were listening to. I understand they were a big musical influence on you.
Yeah, well, there was always a lot of James Brown and Paul Simon and Earth, Wind & Fire, even like David Byrne and Brian Eno stuff. One of my mom's favorite songs is The Unsquare Dance by Dave Brubeck, and she always had me and my dad try and clap along with the claps in the song, and it was so hard, but so much fun. Yeah, my parents are always introducing me to new stuff.
Fantastic. What is it about jazz that you find fascinating?
oh, it's so intricate and so deep. Like, I feel like I could listen to the same song like 50 times and find something new each time. And I love how everybody is doing something kind of different, but they're all listening to each other and everything's complementing each other. And it fits so well. And sometimes it doesn't fit at all, but it sounds really good.
Who are some of the jazz musicians that first caught your ear that made you think, I want to learn more about this music?
Dizzy Gillespie and Thelonious Monk, for sure.
Interesting. The bebop guys. Mm-hmm. You a fan of bebop?
Yeah.
Up next, we've got a variety of all-star musicians who I don't necessarily think on paper you would put them together, because you've got the incredible bebop drummer Max Roach, who played with Dizzy and Monk. Mm-hmm. And then you've got Charles Mingus, who, of course, was a fantastic bass player and band leader and composer. And then on top of that, probably one of the most influential songwriters and band leaders in jazz, Duke Ellington. This is a trio. Tell me about this record.
I really like how raw it sounds and how, like, it's kind of distorted, how it goes like back and forth kind of from when the drums start like kind of swinging on the ride. I love the change in feel. It keeps it really interesting. And Duke Ellington messing around on the piano was so nice. This is Caravan on 88.5 KPLU.
my funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's
Day. 88.5 KPLU.
I've never been for an entire jazz game. How do you win at jazz? Is there a point system?
Let me tell you what. When you start to play and you see people jumping up and down in the audience and hollering, screaming, wanting to get up on tables, and then some other people next to them have tears coming out their eyes,
yep,
and the whole room erupts in a volcano of feeling,
yep,
you won.
Thank you.
That was Buggy Ride by Wynton Marsalis, My Funny Valentine by Chet Baker, and Caravan by Duke Ellington, Charles Mingus, and Max Roach on 88.5 KPLU.
And look who's here. It's Margot Boucheny, the terrific sophomore bass player with Puget Sound Community School Band. And I wanted to talk to you about playing with the band. Tell me about that feeling of being up on stage and performing and working in, I understand it's a quartet you're playing with.
Yes. Well, being on stage is kind of scary, but it's really fun. There's something different about being in the rehearsal room and then being on stage with my bandmates. There's so much more like support. There's a lot of eye contact and playing little fills and spaces and stuff.
And I understand you play with a lot of other bands that are not necessarily jazz. Tell me about your other musical endeavors.
Well, I'm in a hip hop band at school, and we've done a couple Tribe Called Quest songs and a Kanye West song we're working on right now. And then there's another band that I'm in at school called Top Shelf Mixtape, where the facilitator, Leanna Green, the music teacher at my school, she picks the songs, and they're kind of difficult, so we all have to work hard and learn those. And we did one Lake Street Dive song. Right now we're working on a Childish Gambino song.
Up next, we've got most definitely one of the more interesting modern jazz performers, if we can really call her jazz. She is doing her own thing.
Mm-hmm. She's my favorite all time, Esperanza Spalding. To be able to sing and play the upright bass at the same time, oh my gosh, she's just magical. I don't know how she does that.
And she must be a big inspiration for you.
For
also
sure.
Another diminutive female bass player and singer.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, most of this list is mainly guys playing. So when I discovered Esperanza Spalding, I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. This is, wow.
And what song have you picked from Esperanza for us to hear?
I've picked Junjo, which is the name of the album. Yeah. This is Esperanza Spalding with Junjo on 88.5 KPLU.
88.5 KPLU.
Our first selection now is a number, rather, that we usually give our audience three guesses as to what the title is, but you're so hip, we just don't dare.
Thank you.
That was Milestones by Miles Davis and June Joe by Esperanza Spalding on 88.5 KPLU.
And that's Margot Boucheny, our special School of Jazz guest DJ for this evening on 88.5 KPLU, streaming worldwide on the web at kplu.org. Margot, a sophomore upright bass player with Puget Sound Community School Band. And I wonder, Margot, if you see a future of music in your life. What do you think you're going to be doing beyond high school?
Music will always be a part of my life, no matter what. I don't know if it'll be my main focus professional-wise, but it will definitely be constantly a part of my life. I can't imagine my life without music.
Margot Boucheny, sophomore bass player, School of Jazz guest DJ for tonight. It's been such a pleasure having you here, but I'm sorry we are out of time. What would you like to leave us with tonight?
Thank you so much for having me. I've had such a fun time, and I would love to play Take Five by Al Jarreau live on 88.5 KPLU.
See you better. Could you spend a little bit? Take a little, spend a little bit of time. Would you take a little bit of time? We fool around, jump down, fool around. Could you fool around? Say one, two, three, and four, five, and one, and three, and four, and 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 five, and one, and three. Now can you count to one, and three? Just take five, just take five. Just happy, busy day and take the time out to see that I'm alive, I'm alive. Although I'm going out on my way just so I can pass by each day. Not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and out of time. Still I know all eyes are for me. Half a tingle's down to my feet. When your smile is much too discreet to send me on my way. Now wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Would you look good offer a light? You start a little conversation now, it's all right. When you take it by. Won't them take a little time out with me, the pretty baby, take five. You stop your busy day and make the time out to see, girl, that I'm alive. Oh, I'm going out of my way just so I can pass by each day. Not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and not a time. Still I know my lines are for me. Half a tingle's down to my feet. When you're smiling, rush to the speed. It's suddenly gone away. Wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Princess and mama, you know that you could offer me a light. Start a little conversation now. It's all right. Will you take five? So I can pass my day. Not a single word do we say. You're so pantomime and out of time. Still I know my eyes are for me. Half a tingle down to my feet. When your smile just went to the street, it's sending me on my way. Well baby, just don't say I'm on it. Please do not stare. You could offer your hand. Hugging and a tugging, it could be all so grand. Take five. Come take five. take rain. Won't it rain? Could you take a two? Could you take a three? Could you take four? Listen to the things, listen to the words, listen to the things, listen to the things I told a girl. Listen to the words, listen to the words I told a girl. Listen to the words, listen to. I told her, sweet thing, you take a little bit of time, baby. Told her, sweet thing, could you take a little bit of time, honey? We can play around, we can fool around, we can jump down, fool around, play around. We can do it.
You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, streaming at kplu.org, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University.